Well, between now and Election Day, voters can expect to be bombarded with some of the roughest television ads in memory. Anniversary of 9/11 may be over, but the issue right now is terrorism and the war in Iraq. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Let's start here with 60 seconds of terrorists, troops, and the World Trade Center.
The next time someone suggests America should cut and run from the war on terror, ask them, run to where?
And the screen says, vote as if your life depends on it, because it does. Frank Gaffney wrote that ad. He's president of the Center for Security Policy.
Look, I don't think this overstated the problem at all. And so I wasn't the least bit fearful about the ad seeming to be too dramatic.
Then there's this sledgehammer message from a Washington-based group called Progress for America. Again, pictures of Osama bin Laden and other terrorists.
These people want to kill us, whether called Al-Qaeda, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah.
Progress for America put its ad up this week in Missouri, where there's a tight Senate race, and on national cable TV. The Center for Security Policy ran its ad around September 11th as a public service, it said, in six states with Senate contests. Both organizations are tax-exempt advocacy groups, not political committees, so they can't get specific about political parties and candidates, nor can they coordinate with the White House or Republican campaigns. But it's not hard for President Bush's allies to pick up the cues. Here, for example, is the president last month at a campaign event in Pennsylvania.
And there are some good people in our country who believe we should cut and run.
And here's Progress for America's version of that message.
They would cut and run in the Middle East, leaving Al-Qaeda to attack us again.
Of course, as pro-administration, pro-Republican groups hit the airwaves, so do groups that oppose the administration and the war in Iraq. The MoveOn.org Political Action Committee is putting this ad on national cable starting tomorrow.
Republican leaders exploited 9/11 to mislead us into a war with Iraq. Are they going to get away with exploiting 9/11 to win re-election? Not on your life.
Move On spokeswoman Jennifer Lindenauer says the group's leaders and its members were reacting to recent speeches by President Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and Republicans in Congress.
We thought long and hard about how we wanted to respond. We're not going to let them exploit these issues. They're not going to win re-election based on fear and trying to scare the American public.
And another spot by a political action committee called Vote Vets takes on one politician in particular, Republican Senator George Allen of Virginia. In the ad, an Iraq war veteran aims an AK-47 at two mannequins in body armor. One vest is new, the other dates from the Vietnam era. The AK-47 shoots through the old vest. The veteran holds up the new one.
The difference is life or death. Senator George Allen voted against giving our troops this.
Vote Vet cites a 2003 Senate vote. Allen's campaign called the ad deceitful and a lie. And Allen's not the only candidate who will be targeted with attack ads.
There are three reasons why I think the fall campaign's likely to be the most negative in recent memory.
John Geer is a political scientist at Vanderbilt University. He recently wrote a book about negative ads.
First, there's a lot of differences between the parties on issues. Second, the stakes are high. And the final thing is that neither party really has a lot to run on.
And without a clear positive message to present, what's left? Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.